This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, Alhamdulillah, we have just come out of the Mubarak and blessed 10 days of Zulhijjah. And amongst the activities which have been commanded upon the believers in those days was the Udhiyah, the Qurbani as it is known in our terminology, and also the Hajj. May Allah Ta'ala accept everyone's efforts in that particular regard. In terms of Udhiyah and Qurbani, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا كِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Neither does the blood or the meat reaches Allah, but your taqwa, your willingness to comply with the commands of Allah reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the purpose of Udhiyah and Qurbani. The meat, Allah in His fazl and grace has made it permissible for us. So alhamdulillah, the braise can continue. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of the people have also gone for Hajj. May Allah ta'ala accept the Hajj. And amongst the aspects of Hajj, we all know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Hajjul mabroor laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-jannah. That there is no reward for an accepted Hajj except Jannah. And a person comes back the way he is completely newly born. That's how he starts off his amal. Now, what is Hajj Mabrur? During the course of reading, what is the meaning of Hajj Mabrur? What is the meanings of an acceptant Hajj? I came across a hadith and I thought I will make that hadith today the basis of today's talk. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, what is Hajj Mabrur? This hadith comes in Musnad Ahmad. What is Hajj Mabrur? So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were various other meanings also. But one of the meanings is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it'amu ta'am wa ifsha'u salam. The sign of an accepted Hajj is to feed people and to make salam to people. Now, I found this very, very amazing, because we are all aware of the spiritual dimensions of Hajj. We are all aware that part of Hajj is the rites to stone the jamarat, to make dua of maghfirat in Arafah, to make the tawaf as ziyarat, and all of that is established. But how many ever thought that when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked of Hajj Mabrur, he gave this answer, that part of Hajj Mabrur is to feed people and to make salam to people. Subhanallah, which tells you the importance of human relationships, and also tells you the importance of helping others. And that is the basis of my talk today. In Islam, helping others, solving their problems, trying to help them in whatever difficulty they have, is not only an important virtue, it is a profound act of worship and ibadat. It is one of the greatest way we can show our devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this in all the religions and has emphasized upon this good deed of helping people who are in difficulty. It is a means of righteousness. It is a means of promoting peace on earth. And it allows us to earn Allah ta'ala's forgiveness and very great rewards. And amongst the benefits of helping others, let me just give you the benefits. Amongst the first benefits, right? Islam mein dusro ki madad karna, ye bohot azim kaam hai. Aur uske fawaid mein se ek ye hai, کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی مدد اس کے ساتھ ہے جو دوسروں کی مدد کرتا ہے. Among the benefits is Allah's help is with those people who help others. Allah's help is with those people who help others. And of course, the very famous hadith that it is made mentioned by Abu Huraira, من نفس عن مؤمن قربة من قرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه قربة من قرب يوم القيامة. Whoever relieves the distress of anyone in this world, کسی کی تکلیف کو آپ نے دور کر دیا, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your distress in this world and in the year after. You remove the distress of someone in this world, Allah gives you a reward that Allah will remove your distress in this world and in the year after. And the hadith goes on to say, وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَىٰ مُعْسِرٍ, whoever relieves the difficulty of a person in this world, کسی کے تکلیف ہے, آپ نے اس کے لئے کچھ آسانی پیدا کر دیا, you made things easy for him, Allah will make things easy for you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your burden and relieve you from your difficulty, both in this world and in the year after. Amongst the benefits of helping others is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come for your assistance. Help others, Allah will help you. The second benefit of helping others, Allah forgives the one who helps others. Allah forgives the help who forgives others. Allah likes it so much when we help others that He forgives our sins for something as simple as moving a thorn or moving a difficult item that is on the road for people. In a hadith in Sahih Muslim, brothers, listen to this hadith, subhanallah. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and Abu Huraira quotes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a man was going on the road and he saw thorns on the road. Kaate unhe dekha, raaste par. And he removes those thorns out of the way because it was causing difficulty for people. Allah loved this action so much that Allah forgave all his sins. Allah forgave his sins for what? For helping people by removing the thorns that is on the path of people. Today, what do? We say, yeah, bhai, yes, city council ka kaam hai. Huh? It is a work of the city council. Maybe it is. But what is wrong if we do something, we find something and we remove it? Allah makes that particular action of removing thorns from the path of people the means of forgiveness. Second benefit of helping others. The third benefit amongst others, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Islam has taught us, helping others in distress and fulfilling their needs indicates a strong faith and a sincere attitude of yours towards Muslim brotherhood. When you help others, it shows your commitment to being part of the Muslim brotherhood. So you would like to help people in your brotherhood, and of course beyond the Muslim brotherhood, there's also the common brotherhood of humanity. And I will give examples with regard to that. Just to give you an example, dusro ki madad karna, Islami bhai chara ka ek hissa hai. Islami ukhuwat ka ek hissa hai. So we find this most beautiful example in the life of the Sahaba and in the teachings of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Battle of Yarmouk, Abu Hudhaifa bin Jaham radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I went out to look for my cousin. He was in the thick of the battle. I said, where is my cousin? Let me go look for him. I found him. He was injured. He was wounded. He was always almost mortally wounded. He was on the verge of death. I went to go and give him a glass of water. Brothers, a person who is on his deathbed, how does he desire a glass of water? I wanted to give him a glass of water. Just when I was about to give him, a Muslim brother next door, he also asked for water. He was also in difficulty. My cousin indicated, don't give me water, go and give it to him. I rushed to go and give it to him. By the time I go and rush to go and give it to him, another person asked, give me a glass of water. I rushed to go and give that third person a glass of water. When I reached him, he has passed on. He had become shaheed. Allah had given him Jannah. I rushed to the second person to go and give him a glass of water. He had also passed on. I rushed back to my cousin whom I initially went out to help. By the time I reached him, he had also passed on. to help another person even in such a great time of need is part of Islamic brotherhood. That's Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba taught us. The third aspect with regard to helping others, it is part of Muslim brotherhood. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, there was certain guest, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, who will feed this guest? I don't have anything in my house. So one person, an Ansari, came and said, I will take him home, Ya Rasulullah. He took him home. By the time he went home, the wife said, bhai, you have come here. There is no how. There is not enough food. Huh? Ajay, if it was today's time, you would have got a real, maybe you would have got something else, you know. Huh? And there's no restaurants that time. SNAK, go Bismillah restaurant, you know, go somewhere. There's nothing like that. So what do you do? And then the Ansari told his wife, he said, never mind. We will remain hungry today, but we will feed the guest. We will remain hungry today and we will feed the guest. So he said, how will we do so? He said, just when we are about to eat, then you put off the lantern. You put off the light saying that there isn't enough oil. And then particular way there will be darkness. The guest will not understand and will not realize that we are not eating. He will eat to his full. We will remain hungry. The children will remain hungry. We will some way or the other, we will console them and put them off to sleep. They did that. The next day they came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَسَاسًا. These are the people who give preference to others even if difficulty come their lot. The third reason and the third benefit with regard to helping others, it is part of Islamic brotherhood to help another person. Today, my dear respected brothers, this brotherhood has gone very weak. And we find it very difficult to help one another. And really, sometimes when we look at our particular lifestyle, we will spend thousands, hundreds of thousands to be able for our own need. For our own holidays, we will spend sometimes almost 250,000. To give someone 5 rand or 10 rand or 100 rand will become difficult for us. But this is part of Islamic brotherhood to be able to help another person. And then the fourth thing the ulama have made mention amongst the benefits of helping others is that a generous person, a chivalrous person, a person of magnanimity, a person of good character, he cannot see anyone in distress without, in a hurry, and as soon as possible, without any delay, trying to come to his assistance. Sakhi aadmi kisi ko takleef mein nahi de sakta. Kisi ko takleef mein nahi de sakta. Aur wo uski muawanat mein jaldi karta hai. A person who is generous, he will try to come to his assistance as soon as possible. Look at the example the Quran has quoted. وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَا أَمَدْ يَدَ وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةً مِنَ النَّاسِ يَسْقُونَ Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam walks from Egypt and comes to Midian in Iraq. He comes, he is so tired. He is so helpless. He is so in difficulty. Allah Ta'ala says, when he finished this, he goes into one corner and he makes dua. رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ Oh Allah, I'm in need of anything that you can give to me. I'm in difficulty. There is no one to help me. I got no resources. I'm here in a foreign place. There is no one to look after me and care for me. But when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Midian, he finds people who are taking water in buckets from the well. And he saw two women who were very modestly dressed. And they were in the side. They were away from the people. He asked them, why, where are you? He said, we also, our father is very old. He is so old, he can't come and pick up the water. He can't come and draw water from the well. We are the only ones in the house. We are waiting for the crowd to recede. And then we will go and draw water from the well. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes in the midst of the crowd and draws water from them in the well and he gives it to them. And he goes and gives it to them. Even in that state, a person of magnanimity, a person of generosity, cannot see a person in difficulty and not come to his assistance. Huh? It gave me great pleasure when there was no water in Mayfair, Fordsburg, this recently. I saw on WhatsApp message one youngster saying, any old people who cannot take water, please contact me, I will go and get water for them. Subhanallah. That is the reality of a Muslim. Huh? So a generous person will not be in any way allow to see people in difficulty without doing anything in return, even if he's in a difficult situation. I gave you the example of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah Ta'ala opened up his way, he got married to one of those women. Allah Ta'ala has made mention of it, the incident is in the 20th juz of the Holy Quran. Then Allah will grant you his favors as long as you are helping others. Allah will grant you his favors. Allah Ta'ala ki madad aapke saath hai jab tak aap logon ke saath madad aur ta'awun karenge. Aap unko madad karenge, Allah Ta'ala ki madad aapke saath hai. Therefore it comes in a hadith, wallahi fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abd fi auni akhi. Allah Ta'ala is in the assistance of a person as long as he is assisting others. As long as you are assisting others, Allah Ta'ala will be at your assistance. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala us waqt tak apne bande ki hami hai aur nasir rehta hai jab tak wo banda apne bhai ki nusrat mein ho. Jab tak wo apne bhai ki nusrat mein hai, Allah Ta'ala unki nusrat unke saath hai. There's a hadith in Ibn Abi Dunya. What a beautiful hadith. Let me read the entire hadith. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, there are some servants of Allah Ta'ala whom Allah has bestowed with special blessings by which they help other people. As long as they help people with their wealth and influence, Allah will keep bestowing his blessings upon them. If any one of them keeps away from helping people, so he was helping people, Allah was giving him blessings. If he stops helping people, Allah will withdraw his blessings from him. As long as he keeps helping people, Allah will give him more blessings. How many times do we really think about the benefits with regard to helping people? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and amongst the six things with regard to the benefits of helping people is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam sunnah. Subhanallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam could not rest and used to be anxious when he used to see people in difficulty. The tribe of Mudar came to Medina. They were very, very poor. There were signs of poverty upon them. So much so that they didn't have any clothes, so they had sacks. You know, the clothing, the sack. And they tore open the sack from the neck. And they just put that sack over them and put a small hole in the sack. And that's the way they covered their bodies. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam cried. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went home. Is there anything to give? Ya Rasulullah, we have very little to give. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam got up on the minbar. And he said, oh people, give charity. Anfiqu mimma razaknakum. Min qabli an ya'tiya yawmun la bay'un fihi wa la qullatu wa la shafa'a. Give charity before the time comes that you will not be able to give charity. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that people who don't help others, who don't give charity, on their deathbed they will make dua. Rabbi lawla akhartani ila ajrin qareeb fa as-saddaqa wa akum min as-salihin. Those who don't help other people on their deathbed, they will make dua. Oh Allah, give us a little bit more time that now we can go and make sadqah and go and help people. Allah will say it's too late. Wala yuakhir Allahu nafsan. Ab jo hai kisi ke liye wo maut jo hai wo hum multawi nahi kar sakte. On that deathbed you will say, why didn't I help people? So that particular aspect we were making mention. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. And then people came. Someone came with a dirham. Some came with a dinar. Some came with some kajur. The sahaba say that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taking this, he was beaming with joy. Why? He could be a means of helping the people who are in poverty. So amongst the aspects of helping people is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The reward of helping people. Subhanallah, the reward of helping people. Can you imagine what is the reward of helping people? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for me to walk with my brother to fulfill his needs. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith, which Abdullah ibn Abbas later on used to quote, for me to walk with my brother to fulfill his needs is more beloved to me than making i'tikaf for 1 month. For me to walk, apne bhai ke saath chalna, taake unke hajat ke liye main chalo, aur unki madad karo, ye ek mahine ke i'tikaf se barhkar sawab hai. For me to walk with my brother to fulfill his needs is more rewarding than making i'tikaf for 1 month. Not that i'tikaf is not important, it's important. But I'm just giving you an example with regard to how rewarding it is. Subhanallah. And part of and part of helping others, brothers, is that we share in their feelings of joy and sorrow. दूसरों की मदद करने में एक ये पहलू भी है کہ ان کے خوشی اور غمی میں ہم شریک ہو جائیں. پارٹ آف ہیلپنگ ادرس از ٹو بی پارٹ آف دی جوائے اینڈ سورو. ون امیزنگ انسیڈنٹ, کعب بن مالک رضی اللہ عنہ's incident is very well narrated in the books of history. He was boycotted by Nabi Karim صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم for 50 days and he felt very, very despondent. He was very worried. After 50 days he was sitting after Fajr and he was thinking, what's going to happen to me? What will happen to me if I die in the state? What will be my situation in front of Allah? When someone came and said, Kaab, Allah has announced your forgiveness. Kaab radiallahu anhu said, I ran as fast as I could. Right? I ran as fast as I could. I entered Masjid an-Nabawi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was waiting for me. But he said, before I reached Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Talha radiallahu anhu was at the door of Masjid an-Nabawi. He embraced me with such happiness that till the day I die, I will never forget the embrace of Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He shared in my happiness. He shared in my happiness. He said he embraced me in such a way because I was happy. But he embraced me in such a way that I will never forget that particular incident. Share in people's happiness. Share in people's joy. Share in people's sorrow. This is part of the aspect of helping people. Now many people will say, how do we help people? Well, how do we help people? Let me give you a hadith and inshallah we will conclude with this one. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day said, if a person has 360 joints, right, and it is compulsory for you to give sadaqah for every joint. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we don't have money. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave various ways. He said, to make tasbih is also sadaqah, give this. But in that hadith, I want to relate one aspect. But what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is also part of sadaqah. وَأَزَلَ حَجْرًا عَنْ تَرِيقِ النَّاسِ أَوْ شَوْكَةً أَوْ عَزْمًا عَنْ تَرِيقِ النَّاسِ. Part of giving sadaqah for the joints of your body is to remove a stone from the road, or to remove a thorn from the road, or to remove a bone from the road. It is sadaqah. So this, look at this. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, irshadu dalla, to go and tell a person who is lost, show him the way. Don't tell him to go to Google Maps. You go and show him. Huh? So go and help him. Part of this. The ways of helping. When I was in Hajj recently, it was an amazing thing. You know, there was one group. So when I went to speak to the group, the alim of the group told me, he said, one person donated umbrellas because it was very hot. He donated umbrellas for the entire group. And he made this particular dua. He said, Mawlana, I'm giving you those umbrellas, make dua that the way I have given them umbrellas to shade them from the sun, make dua Allah Ta'ala shade me on the day of Qiyamah when there will be no other shade. And I said, SubhanAllah, look at this innovative way the man came to the assistance of people. Look for innovative ways to help people. Find ways, look for ways to help people. For wallahi, my dear respected brothers, to help people is a very, very great rewarding act. Helping others cures our stress. Helping others reflects our gratitude to Almighty Allah. Wa ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilayk. Be good to others the way Allah Ta'ala has been good to you. Helping others forbids you from the fire of Jahannam. Helping others makes it easy for you on the day of Qiyamah. Helping others becomes a means of the erasing of our sins. Let us make a commitment wherever we find the way and time. We will make it a point of our life to help others. Inshallah, will we do so. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.